Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to the Beanie Boys podcast. I'm with Jake.
And I'm here with my friend Brian.
And we're just gonna talk about what's going on in life right now.
That's what we do here at the Beanie Boys podcast.
For our update of the week. Jake has some pretty big plans for next week. Are you excited about your bachelor party?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Got people coming in from all over the United States, which is cool. People from Texas, people from California, Las Vegas, and the homies here in Portland.
I'm actually not going to be going. I'm actually calling out. I'm leaving. I'm actually going to work some more.
Yeah, you're actually going to take some extra time.
I'm going up north. Yeah, I'm actually going to go move away. We should also start with our discussion
hey,
shot.
Cheers.
Are you in a full one? Half one? How you doing?
It's Friday. How you doing? Happy Friday, Brian. Wow, yeah, it's been a week. By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Brian's birthday was on Tuesday.
Yeah, I realize the more and more I get older, the more I don't care about birthdays, but then that's always how it always should be.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I already passed my 30th birthday. Like, your 30th is, like pretty up there. It's like...
That's the big boy.
It's like you grow up. You have all those random birthdays at, like, Round Table Pizza. You get rollerblades. Actually, those years are pretty awesome. But then you get, like, more into your teenage, and you're like, ah, I'm mad. And then you can, like, get a car. And then, like, the big one's, like, 18. Like, mm-hmm. 18, you get – you do what you do. You get lottery tickets.
I don't know if I have a pool party or, like
– For your 18th birthday? We wouldn't have been friends.
No, you don't like pools?
No, I mean, like, for 18, I think I went pretty hard in my 18th.
You used to smoke cigarettes.
I bought a pack of cigarettes on my 18th. I didn't even smoke yet. I didn't smoke. I smoked later in life, like, periods. Like, I started really smoking because I, like, would hang out with smokers, and yeah. I was, like, 19. But when I was 18, I remember on my 18th birthday, I didn't even smoke. I probably smoked, like, once or twice in my whole life. And one of my buddies, he smoked, like, Marlboro Reds, like, the grossest cigarettes, like, the harshest cigarettes you can get.
Yeah, it's not, the one that you see everywhere. Like,
that's the one that's, like, you're gonna get cancer for sure if you smoke one. But, like, if you have, like, a menthol, like, those are, like, the gateway cigarettes. Like, those are, like, anyone can smoke those. Those are delicious.
It's like B&J coolers, like, any, like, wine coolers or, like, for
it's
alcohol.
It's the intro. But, like, that's, like, me being, like, I've never done drugs before. Let me do heroin. And you're right. Like, whoa, that's crazy. But I bought a pack. I smoked, like, one or two, almost threw up. And then I was, like, here. I just wanted to do this. And then I went to a sex shop. And then I didn't get the lottery tickets, but, like, yeah, that was, like, 18. I had to, like,
do all the things, yeah.
Yeah. So then after 18, you turn 21, and then that's when you're like, I'm drinking. And then, like...
Well, first of all, PSA, don't smoke cigarettes. It's not good for your health.
I'm actually supporting this episode sponsored by Camel. But, like... Yeah, I think it's funny because, like, when you get after 21, you have, like, the depressing years where you're like, oh, like, blah, 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 it's my 22nd birthday. No one cares.
You just go out and you put your party. That's pretty much it.
And then, like, when you turn 26, that's when you're off your parents', like, healthcare, and that's a sad birthday because you're like, that's when you're, like, really an adult, but you're
25,
not.
25, though, you get a rent a car.
But have you rented a car?
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's, like, ridiculous.
It's not, like, fun.
It's not fun, but you're like, I can do it.
You can do it. It's not your car.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
You're responsible for it, but it's not your car.
But then you have 30, and 30 is like, all right, cool. I, like, made it into my 30s.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone had their, like, regrets of turning 30. I feel like when I was, like, 29, the whole year, I was like, this is my last year of being 20s.
Right, yeah.
I got to live it up.
Allie just did her 35th birthday, and she ran 30 miles.
That's
which
insane.
At my 30th birthday, I think I went out and had drinks. So that was pretty impressive. That was like a super birthday.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't even do like 30 minutes.
I'll be 31 in a month or so. But yeah, anyways, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. You're 34.
34, yeah.
How does 34 feel?
Same exact thing. Yeah. I'm going to be hurting more. I can't do anything. Like on Wednesday, the day after my birthday, I didn't take off the day after. I don't know why. I was just like... It's a Tuesday. I'm not going to get that drunk. And then I was like, I got home and I was like, don't remember. Like, I just, like, done. I was, like, I remember being fine. I was, like, I wasn't embarrassed. Like, I almost, like, double-checked. I didn't even have a tab open that night, but I almost double-checked a Vendetta. I'm, like, hey, do I have a tab open? Didn't even open my wallet.
Just got some, like, it was only, like, maybe 10 people there.
Yeah. It was a good turnout for, like, really shots, random. Yeah. But, yeah, I just felt like as I get older, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, it feels exactly the same. Like, yeah. It feels weird saying it, but, like, nobody really asks me anymore because I work at home. So, like, no one's, like, out of nowhere, the clear blue sky of, like, hey, how old are you? Like, no one's going to, like, hit me up and be like, right. Ask me that. I'm like, oh, it's just weird.
You're going to just forget about it.
You kind of forget about it. But, like, I think, like, the next one's, like, what? Like, nobody really cares about 40. 35. Next one's 40. So, yeah. Like, it's just, like, your round numbers.
40s no one's, are, yeah, right, exactly. It's all round numbers from here on out.
No one's going, like, I'm going so hard for my 43rd birthday. You know, like, nobody's ever going to say that.
I feel like 40 and 50 is halfway to 100. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, 50 is up there. It's 40's pretty much up just, there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think.
What about when you're, what's over the hill? Is that 60? Or is that 55?
When are you a senior citizen, like 64 or something? When can you get your discount at Ross? Like, that's like 64.
You get it at Ross?
Yeah, they had like a senior Tuesday or something.
Oh.
No, I probably just made that up. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. yeah, Over the Hill is not... I thought it was like a...
I think Over the Hill is just like a common expression of like you're old, right?
Oh, is this 40?
Yeah. So I guess like over 40, you're like over the hill? King, maybe you're king of the hill, you're average. Hank Hill. Damn it, Bob.
I don't know. Huh. Anyways, yeah. Over the Hank Hill.
Over the Hank, yeah. Yeah, so that was my birthday, and then it took some time off. This week has been entirely really slow. I only worked 3 days, and it feels like I've worked for like a month. I guess this is normal. Like when you have like something, like even next week I have a half day, and we were talking about that earlier, where like when you're an adult, half days are like adult minimum days.
Oh yeah.
But they're always super slow, and you're like, I'm just gonna clock on and like try my best. Like it's like seventh grade PE. You're right. Like, hey, I dressed up. I'm not gonna do anything. I still get the credit, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna like just half ass, you know.
Check your emails. Vacation. You do what you need to do, and then when you're done,
I'm already clocked up.
You get a weekend and a half.
Yeah. But I am not taking Monday off, though. I think, are you taking Monday off?
No, I think we'll be. It'll be a chill bachelor party. We'll have some good times. But I think Sunday will be nice, and we'll come back and have a full day of just hanging in Portland. So.
Yeah, it's going to be Father's Day, but all of our fathers are out of town. So.
Yeah. So we're the daddies now.
Yeah. Jake, Papa Jake, he's going to be the poppy of the weekend. we already have nicknames for each other, so that should be good.
Yeah, Scooty is mine.
That's not going to happen. No one's ever called you Scooty except for yourself. You cannot make your own nicknames.
I think you can.
You cannot. I've never heard of a story where someone made up a nickname. Oh,
you just call me Scooty.
I'm Starfish from now on. I want people to call me Starfish. Like, no one, like, you have to earn your nickname. Like, how'd you get that nickname? You're like, oh, I don't know. I just like right. Sucking on a starfish. And you're like, dude, you're Starfish now.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, I've had two nicknames in my life. One was Whoopi. But because I had no eyebrows in middle school, and so the volleyball team called me Whoopi, like Whoopi Goldberg, because she does not have eyebrows. And then I had Pony Boy in college, because I was like the innocent guy who didn't drink and didn't smoke and was a virgin, and so I was just kind of like the.
So it's like you now.
It's like me now. Yeah,
so it's like you now.
I was the protected little boy.
When did you get that nickname?
Like, right when I went to college at Orange Coast College, and all my roommates.
I thought you just really liked Lost Boys or something.
The Outsiders, I mean?
Yeah, The Outsiders. Yeah. There you go. Same thing. Same thing.
Stay golden.
I've never had a nickname. I've always wanted one because I thought it would be, like, so cool, but, like, I never got one. And then
you ever had a nickname?
No.
All right,
I mean, I was just, like, so short that, like, no one was going to call me Shorty. Like, that's not even, like, original, you know?
Right.
I don't think I've ever had a nickname before.
In my phone, you're Brian Kiss Me Dayog, but it's because you just like to kiss me in San Francisco, so.
I think I had to explain that to Gabe one time, because she's like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
It must have been like the first time, because I used to say, shut up and kiss me all the time.
Exactly.
And I would say that, it wouldn't even make any sense. Like, if I was like comfortable with you, I would be just like, you know what, just shut up and kiss me. And then I think that's what like got me. But
we'll get you one. I'll work on one for you.
Well, in San Francisco, the girls used to call me Brie. And then, like, Brie cheese. Yeah, I forgot about
Brie
that
cheese?
One.
Oh,
I
think, yeah. That's pretty good.
I mean, they wouldn't use the cheese part.
They would just
I'm
use Brie.
I'm assuming it was just Brie.
Cheesy Brian? Yeah, you don't want. You don't
yeah,
want just
you don't want
cheesy.
Cheese dick. Yeah, you don't want. You don't want cheese affiliated with
cheesy
your
bee.
Cheesy bee sounds.
That's what I call my bagels.
Sticky.
Do you want me to explain it? When I put my morning bagels, I put like my vegan cream cheese on it, and then I add nutritional yeast and some black pepper, and I call them my cheesy bees.
It sounds like more like you would name like your farts.
Yeah,
that's my cheesy bee farts.
Cheesy
yeah,
bee, yeah,
just from what I just ate.
Yeah. So I can start calling you that if you want.
No.
All right, we'll find something.
Starfish.
I'm starfish. You can't give yourself your nickname. You told
me
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to like meet I'm going to meet Trevor for the first time, and I'm like, dude, they call me Starfish. And I'm like, I'll just do like a star. I'll just like do that, just fuck around the whole time. But yeah, you can't create your own nickname.
All right. Well, yeah.
You'll get earned, trust me. Like, we all like established it in the group chat earlier, but
yeah.
I'm sure like throughout the weekend something will happen.
People will get
and
their
we'll
nicknames.
Make a nickname. That'll be the goal. We'll just make a new nickname for you.
Yeah, and I made some fun little bachelor party gifts, which are on their way and hopefully going to arrive before Friday. And then I got some little trinkets and things for people, but it should be a good time. I'm excited. We're going to Mount Hood and got a cabin. Going to spend some time just with the boys.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. We're just going to snuggle up. There's like a weird amount of beds. Not everyone gets a bed. People get to share a bed depending on how comfortable you are and how close you are at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You'll just be like, all right, I'm assuming someone will pass out on the couch.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking it'll probably be Brandon. He can just crash anywhere.
I mean, for sure, because like I'm the smallest out of the group, obviously. And I'm for sure going to have the king bed, obviously.
Yeah,
I'm going to, like, sit, like... I mean, even if I, like, slept diagonal in a king bed, someone could easily just, like, you know, move. You'll be fine.
Me and Aaron will take the bunk beds then.
Yeah, I mean, for sure you guys can fit in those. I mean, obviously, I'm going to do the bunk bed. I don't know if I want top or bottom. I think I want bottom just because I can just, like, slide in. My ultimate fear of a bunk bed, though, was having, like, in the middle of the night rolling over and falling, which
from
never
the top
happened.
Bunk?
Yeah. I was always the top, and that was my ultimate fear. But, like, when I was younger, the bunk bed had, like, 6 inches of, like, wood to block it. So, like,
okay.
I wouldn't just roll over. But if it was, like, a tumble of, like, you know, like, had, like, a nightmare or something.
Yeah.
I used to toss and turn. So, like, I was like, dude,
I'm
going to wake up.
Do you roll around in your nightmares?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably.
Like, are you on, like, Fear Factor or, like
Survivor? But, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you have those dreams that you're falling and you kind of, like, you wake up. Like, you jolt
up. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I used to toss and turn in my sleep when I was younger. I don't do it anymore. And I used to kick. I used to kick in my sleep. My parents had fights because when we went on vacation, they're like, I'm not sleeping with Brian. And I'm like, why not? And then they're like, he kicks, like, straight up like a horse. Like, just... like literally
Dang.
Kick in my sleep, and I was like, what is going on with me, you know? And I don't do that anymore, but I used to
That's
toss
good.
And turn, like, just like kind of like hog all the sheets. I used to be the worst. I don't do that anymore. I mean, like, I don't think so. Like, Gabe's like, oh, he kicks me all the time, like, you know, like, I don't even know if that happens, but like, I know I talk in my sleep, and then I know I
Same.
Like I will like I snore, like I'm a snorer.
Oh yeah, I snore
like,
if I drink or if I'm congested, but I talk a lot. And Allie gets freaked out by it sometimes. Like, I'll just be saying random things, or I'll be, like, explaining, not explaining, but, like, I'll be talking in my dream, but I'll be saying it out loud.
Like, full sentences, though? Like,
almost full sentences sometimes, yeah.
See, that'd be weird, because, like, you're, like, you'll look, and you're, like, I've seen sleep talkers, I've witnessed sleep talkers, they got, like, parties, or, like, someone will pass out or something.
Yeah.
And you're, like, are they alive? Like, are you awake? And you get, like, freaked out, but
right.
then, like... That's just, I guess this is normal. Like, I don't even know what's the cause of that.
Sometimes I'll wake up and I won't wake up. I'll start talking, or I'll lift my head up. And, like, I'll put my arm, like I'm thinking, you know? Put my fist under my chin, and I'll, like, talk. And I was like, are you good?
I think you'd be, like, the worst to sleep over. You should get your own... You should sleep in the bathroom, which I've seen you do.
I have something in the bathroom.
That's probably going to be next weekend. I'm just giving you a warning.
Well,
you should
we'll
wear a diaper
that.
And, get, like, bring... Definitely bring changes of pants, because you might need them this weekend or next weekend.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I guess... also, did you hear that it's Fleet Week this week in Portland?
No.
I was stuck on the freeway for like 30 minutes to get across the downtown.
Is that what it is? Because Gabe was saying that there's like really bad traffic.
Yeah.
But like also like I was hearing like a lot of airplanes like 2 weeks ago, and it was just a bunch of jets, and I thought it was going to be like a bomb or something.
Yeah.
I would just like look out and like, what's that?
They're just like practicing.
Yeah, they're just practicing, and I'm like, okay, that's loud.
There was like a big water show or something like that when I was crossing the bridge on Tuesday, and it was just like this massive stream of water from a boat, and then there was like some like a parade. I don't even know. I'd never been to Fleet Week before.
Where did it? Because in San Francisco, it was like over by like Embarcadero area, and they had like, it made sense because they had like big boats in like the area. But like where does Portland have it?
We have like cruise ships below. But yeah, I think it's just like by the bridges. Like all the bridges were up. That was the thing. That's why so much traffic was going, because like three or four of our bridges were like up to let big boats pass through.
How many bridges here in Portland? Like
seven?
No, that's like 10, right?
10, really?
I don't know. I just made up a random number. I can't really name all of them off the top of my head. The ones that go up though,
right?
Like, there's like a handful of those.
There's 12 bridges.
Oh, in there's Portland. 12. Wow. Okay. I know.
Because it includes the ones that cross over the Columbia,
okay,
as well. That's why I call it. That's what we call it, Bridgetown.
Even though like half the bridges, like no one goes on, or like no one even cares about.
When I was in the airport to go to North Carolina last weekend, we went to the movie theater. They have like free movies. They're like short films, but they have a little movie theater there.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been inside?
I've never been inside.
We were there like extra early, so we just popped in. And there was like, we watched two little documentaries or films. One was like a little artistic one about this like woman out in like 82nd, and she was like dancing with like, not dancing with traffic, but like to the sounds of traffic. It's kind of cool. And then there was one about the Burnside Bridge. And it was like the history of the Burnside Bridge, and they're going to remake it, or they're gonna like rebuild it in the next like 4 or 5 years, but people are like, you keep the style of it, it's so cool. I was like, wow.
I think that my favorite bridge is for sure like the St. John's one, but like that one's just like super out there because it's like 20 something minutes away. And then the Steel Bridge is super dope too.
Steel Bridge is really cool.
Steel Bridge is dope. That one always scares me though, because it's like all, like a lot of the bridges here are like super narrow, so like when you drive down them, it's like, I don't know how buses do it. Like, we were on the Steel Bridge the other day, and I was like, yo dude, like I was holding on like so tightly, and I was so scared, and I'm like, I'm gonna hit like the railing. And
it's kind of rickety too. Sounds rickety, at least.
Our car is small.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do buses do it? Like, they're so wide. Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. I love walking across the bridges though. It's a cool thing to have in our city for sure.
Yeah, you can actually walk across, unless it's like the only bridge in San Francisco was like the Golden Gate Bridge, but like there were certain times where you couldn't walk, or it was just way too crowded.
Yeah, Bay Bridge, you can only go halfway, which I think they're working on that. But
oh, the Space Mountain Bridge, that's still my favorite bridge.
It kind of reminds me of the Tilikum Bridge, like similar kind of like windy a little bit.
Yeah, that one's really cool, because that one actually, like, that one lights up, too. That one's dope.
Yeah, and
like
there's no cars on there. It's only bus and bike and pedestrian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kind of cool. All right, we have another Beanie Boys Portland review for you. This is a spot on Sandy Boulevard called Boxcar Pizza. They're a Detroit-style vegan pizzeria. And we've been there a few times before. Brian, what exactly is Detroit-style pizza?
Okay, so I just looked this up because we had this like whole argument. Or not argument, but like just talking about it. So according to Wikipedia, Detroit-style pizza is a rectangular pan pizza with a thick, crisp, chewy crust. It's traditionally topped to the edges with Wisconsin brick cheese and caramelizes against the high-sided, high-weight rectangular pan. So basically, it's just like kind of like a meaty, or not meaty, it's just like a square, thick boy
okay.
of pizza. And so this place, we go here from time to time. It's located in the Zipper Building. And for those who don't know who the Zipper Building is, it's kind of like a food truck area where there's like maybe like four or five different spots.
Yeah, but they're all brick and mortars.
They're all brick and mortars, and they're all like different. I mean, we could definitely talk about those for days, but I feel like our favorite for sure is Boxcar. And it's this like vegan Detroit style pizza. And
they have wings as well.
They have wings as well.
And some salads, which I don't think... I've never had their salad before.
I haven't either. I mean, what I really like about this spot, I have just, like, nothing but good things to say about it. it's, like, for vegan. Like, I'm not vegan, but, like, for it being a fully vegan-style pizza joint, it's, like, definitely, like, up there, like, with one of my favorites. I mean, I feel like it is, like, the cheese... The vegan cheese is getting better. Getting better and better. But, like, at first it was kind of, like, I was kind of iffy about it. So I was, like, oh, I don't know, vegan cheese, like the pizza, taste, or like...
It wasn't like, it was like kind of gooey or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's like, vegan cheese can be very gooey depending on what you get.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the items, like, there's like a bunch of stuff I haven't even tried yet. Because usually what happens is, so the pizzas are like pretty big. They're 8x10 pizzas and they come with like four slices. So usually it's like you always share it. Like, it's never like, I'll grab one pizza by myself. Like, that would take me like 2 days to finish. Like, it's a lot of food. So I feel like every time we go, it's either like we divide and conquer. So like me and Gabe will get like two different pizzas and we'll try like two different pizzas, have like two slices of each, and then the next day we'll have two slices.
Right.
But we feel very like we're super full, you know, like we're just like, oh man, that was a lot.
Yeah.
But it's still like super bomb.
I think that like one slice is like gets you like satisfied, and that second slice puts you like full.
It puts you over the top, but the thing is about their pizza, it's so good that like you had the first slice and you're like, we always have like a drink there, and we always just go because the way that the seating is, it's like a really open spot, but like it can get really cracking.
It's like a cafeteria style almost. Yeah. Like you get your drinks, you grab your pizza, and then like it's just like cafeteria tables in the middle.
Yeah, like, but I think it gets packed like a lot. Like every time I go there, it's never dead. Like it's always like you kind of have to like look around for spots first, and you're like, all right, cool. Someone sit there, or everyone order the food, take your turns. But I feel like the pizza is really good. I've actually never had their starter bread.
Oh, the cheesy garlic bread?
It's like bacon jalapeno cheesy bread, or just cheesy garlic bread.
So it's just without the sauce. It's like a pizza without sauce.
It's pretty much the pizza without the sauce. But the thing is, too, is like it's like the same price.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why I've never gotten in before.
Just
like,
go for the full pizza.
I just go for the full pizzas. But honestly, it
sounds pretty good.
Honestly, I'm like, next time we go, I'm kind of down to get some like
one
cheesy.
Of that, and then one of the pizza.
Yeah.
I could be into that with you.
Do you have a favorite like pizza there? Because they have like a bunch of different pizzas.
So many pizzas. I gotta say, like not usually like my choice, but their cheeseburger pizza. Smacks. That is like the only other time I've had a good cheeseburger pizza was at John's Incredible Pizza back in Roseville, and that's like teenager Chuck E. Cheese, so like it wasn't that great, but it was the first time I ever had that on a pizza, and I was like, wow, this is different. But Boxcar nails the cheeseburger pizza. It's got the like cheddar, the Beef vegan beef, pickles, red onion, and like burger sauce. I mean, it's kind of hard to beat, honestly.
I feel like that's definitely, like, a staple, like, when me and you go, because Gabe won't eat, like, she doesn't want that.
Doesn't want, like it's contaminate too, the pizza with a burger.
That's too much, but also she's not a fan of pickles, and that's kind of, like, true. It kind of makes, like, the cheeseburger pickle, cheeseburger pickle, but I feel like that one's always a win.
Yeah.
I just feel like pickles on a pizza, though, are, like, very strange idea.
Yeah.
But also, like, they have the... I don't know if it's on the menu, but... Oh, like, the Strings of Nashville. Like, that's, like, the one that has, like, the Nashville chicken on it with pickles.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, ranch. That one hits. Like, that one smacks so bad. So much. Smacks so bad.
Smacks so bad.
But I feel like all their food is, like, really good. Like, I think...
I haven't had a bad one. I mean, the classic, like, sausage and pepperoni. Like, they got good sausage on the pizzas, and then pepperoni is always a classic, so... And they do this... The sauce goes on top of the toppings, which is a little bit different than usual pizza. But I'm into it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit different, because, like, when you first get it, you're just like, whoa, what? Because yeah. I feel like with those ones, like with the cheeseburger one, or even with the one that it's the strings of Nashville, like it's like with ranch like drizzle. So like you kind of like when you get it, you think of like pizza as like red sauce, and right. like you get it and you're like, where's the sauce? But like everything that comes on it, you're like, you don't even need the sauce.
Yeah,
but
they have a pesto sauce one.
I've never tried that one. The Jimmy Pesto
is good. It's got pepperoni, jalapenos, pesto, mozzarella, and cheddar, and honey drizzle. Which also, honey drizzle definitely adds a lot to a pizza.
That's actually really good.
Like a crust?
It sounds gross. Like when you hear about it, like it's like, oh, this is so different. But I feel like it really like seals the deal. You've had the wings before, right?
The wings are really good. Yeah, it's the soy wings with the sugarcane bone. I mean, and their sauces are really good too for the wings. But yeah, like I've always, that was one thing that I do miss being like pretty much vegan is chicken wings. I just have always loved chicken wings. They're classic, but they're like soy wings with the sugarcane drumstick. It's very comparable to a regular wing. And the sauces they have are pretty good. They got buffalo, barbecue, sriracha lime, a little bit of spice, a little bit of sour, and the vampire poison, which is a spicy one, which I can always turn up the heat on some wings. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy boy.
I think what's really cool about the place too is like it's like a small spot, so there's only like a few areas where like you can like kind of like sit, but that's what like makes the whole like Zipper building really dope, is like you don't have to worry about sitting at the actual place of business. Because there's like a few other restaurants that have like no seating, and you're like, that's fine. Like, I don't need to like sit down in the actual place to like enjoy my food.
Yeah, you can always pop it over into Pay Dirt, the bar, which at the other end of the Zipper, which has great drinks. We've been there a few times for Boys Night. And they have some pretty cool merch there.
Yeah, I think I definitely have the merch. I think you should get that. Like, they have this like cool little Pay Dirt, like Miami Vice kind of like yellow shirt. Yellow?
Yeah,
that one was dope. That one was a close second. I got the sweatshirt, which is like pretty dope. It has like the cat logo on it.
Oh, the Boxcar one?
No.
Oh, the Pay Dirt one.
With the Pay Dirt.
But Boxcar has some sick merch too.
Yeah, they do. I really want that like long sleeve one, but I already have the t-shirt. So I'm like, I can't rock the t-shirt and the long one, but I totally can.
Yeah.
I feel like all their artwork is pretty dope. Like it kind of reminds me of like kind of like an old school like tattoo parlor kind of.
Yeah, it's like the Panther.
Yeah, that one's super dope. I also want to get like that tote bag. But it's funny because every time that I get like a company's, like a Portland company's merch, I always like end up like going to that place when I'm wearing the shirt.
And like, is it embarrassing, like, or is it like supportive?
It's both. It's supportive, but also it's like, do you know where you're going? Like, there's been times
like,
where
did you put this on just to come here?
No, I wore like the shirt. I'm like, oh man, like, are they gonna think I'm a loser? You know, like,
they're gonna think I come here all the time.
Hey, what a loser! But I'm like, dude, I'm like supporting your business.
That's cool.
You know?
Yeah, I think they appreciate it. I mean, then they have like the dog logo with the bandana, which is pretty cool, and the Pizza Reaper, which. I always love some like some Grim Reaper or some like, I mean, I'm wearing my Blackwater like pentagram shirt right now, so it's always a fun merch.
Yeah, I think the bar merch is pretty crazy up here. Like, they definitely stepped it up. Like, yeah. I only bought like a few things while I was in San Francisco, and like it was just like really random stuff. Like, I always rock my Pittsburgh Pub t-shirt.
Yeah,
I love that shirt. Like, that shirt's so dope, because that's not even there anymore,
right? Now it's like a relic.
But then now I'm like going to these places and I really like them, and like I'm like gonna support them, so I'm like, yeah, I'll buy the merch. Like, it's totally worth it.
Yeah,
but like when I go in there, I'm like, hey, what's up, I'm gonna show my shirt and be like, discount, you know, like right. Can I get like free ranch or something, you know, like. But what's really cool about I didn't even mention this. I've never even done this, but every time that I get food there, they always give you like a little pager, and like we always go back to our seat, and like we're always sitting at like Pay Dirt. And like, what's cool about Pay Dirt is that they don't have food there because they have like, they're in like a food court, so right. They're not gonna be like, hey, you can't bring that in. Like, you can't bring outside food here, you know. But in Boxcar, they have the Simpsons game, like the '90s. classic arcade game that it's like the small one that you can get like at like Walmart for like $400 or something. Mm-hmm. But they have that and it's like always plugged in and it's free. So like, I always want to, like, if I go there by myself, which I've never done, I'm always like with a group or like it's like me and Gabe or something.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not gonna like make her wait in the car. I'm like, I gotta be Homer, you know. Like, but I definitely want to play that. But
the good way to do that would be order to go, and then while you're waiting, it's like usually 10 minutes, 15 minutes, pretty fast.
But the thing is with that game though is like you have to have a group. Like if you play by yourself, because it's like, you know, like the Nintendo, it's like the old school like Ninja Turtles game when you have to have like the four people, the because there's too many things going on for one person.
Okay.
Because they don't have like the computers, like the computers are like not gonna help out. Yeah. You get mad at the computers, you're like, right, dude, like, pull your weight. Yeah, like do something. And then like it doesn't happen. But I think that's what's cool about that spot is like I've never played because I'm always hanging out. Yeah. And I'm like, next time I'm gonna be gone for like 30 minutes. Like, dude, what happened to Brian? Like, I don't know.
He's playing Simpsons game.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm playing Simpsons right now. But I think like definitely that place is like top spot for like vegan pizza for sure.
Yeah, if anybody came to town and wanted some pizza, I would definitely recommend them going to Boxcar Pizza. Top tier pizza for sure. What would you rate Boxcar? Out of how many slices?
I would do like it's definitely like a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Like it's up there. I don't want to give it a 5.
But it's like, but right on the edge.
It's like, I don't know. I don't know why. Like I just think a 4.5 out of 5. Like I think that place is really good.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. 4.5 slices out of 5.
Oh, we forgot to mention too that. We haven't done this yet, but during the weekdays, they have slices.
Ooh, the lunch special?
They have slices, and there's a bunch of slices that I've never tried before that I really want
to
go.
That's a good way to, like, see what's good. Because, like, right now they have a elotes pizza, which has cotija cheese and roasted corn, crema, and your favorite cilantro.
Mm.
That sounds pretty good. I would definitely eat that up. And maybe it'd be like, okay, cool, I'll try it out. For the slice for lunchtime, and then if I like it, I'll get a full one next time.
Yeah, because I feel like now I got it.
This is
the only gripe why they didn't get that half star is that I wish they had like smaller portions so I can try all their food. Mm. Like that'd be dope if it was like a mix and match. Like you can get like one of these. Like you pay $17 for 4 slices, but it's like a variety pack.
Yeah.
Like I love all like. I already have like a top 2. Like every time I go there, I'm like, all right, cool. If I don't go this time, like mm-hmm. next time I'll get this.
Right.
But I feel like that's like my only gripe is that the pizzas are. I wish I could mix and match.
Yeah, that's fair for sure. Well, cool. Thanks, Boxstar, for all your delicious pizza.
Pay dirt.
And pay dirt. Yeah. Go stop by Boxcar and pay dirt. Grab some slices. Grab some drinks and. Thanks for tuning in to the Beanie Boys episode.
Till next time.
See you later.